Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for some help with WHC.
Ground on 2 for WHC.
Yeah, Jessica, the MLM ASU has experienced a fault that requires an empty Yereve, and the only candidate we have to hand over to the Russian segment is the Yereve that's coming out of the WHC later today. And it's on Jack's timeline to remove the Yereve out of UTS at 14:55 on Jack's timeline, and we're looking for somebody to grab that early.
Okay, looking for someone to grab the Yereve off Jack's timeline and hand that over to the Russians?
Yes, except I lied to you about specifically which Yereve. It's actually the Yereve from the UTS offload Yereve swap at 10:30 on Jack's timeline.
Okay, from the UTS offload swap activity and Jack's timeline, we should get that now and hand that over to the Russians?
Yes, please.
All right, copy. Jack said he will get that in work right now. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Station, checks on 2. My new Yereve is 1483. The Yereve coming out is 1485, and I'm looking for a go in 3.1.
You are go. Thank you quite much, Jack.
Oh, station checks on 2. The urine transfer compressor hose with the double green tape is connected to the flash valve running on 1483.
We copy on the deuce. Good config.
Always happy to talk about the number one machine on the deuce.
Munich, station on 2. The Node 2-2 camera is configured for the immunity assay experiment.
Thank you. We can see that video. Thank you for doing that. Station Munich on 2 for a new.
Yeah, 2.
Hi, Neil. So we can see you going through that procedure. Thank you. We can see in our camera views, we're looking at step 2.3 that you performed, getting those vials out. And it looks to us as though you have retrieved two different types of vial. So in step 2.3, we're looking for two of the EDTA conical tube vials. And in figure 4, you can see that those have a purple dot on them. And in our camera view on the NWA, it looks as though you have one with a purple dot and one is the other type of vial. Does that make sense?
Yep, I'll fix that right now.
Thanks, Anil. Copy your thumbs up, and that would be great if we could have two of those with those purple dots on. Thank you.
I'm still Station Jax on 2. You welcome aboard Gem Cam 2 for LSG.
Jack Council's with you on the deuce. Looks fantastic.
Station Munich on 2 for Anil.
Go ahead, Anil.
Thanks, Anil. We just have a few words for you if you're ready to copy. We can see those new good vials. Thank you very much for lifting those out. We wanted to check with you also, because we don't see it in the video feed, that you did manage to retrieve those two reaction tube ziplocs from Melfi this morning in your earlier activity at 6:55.
What step is that? I can take a look. I put the immunoassay into Melfi, and I put one of the blood tubes into Melfi. I did not retrieve anything from Melfi.
Copy. So in the activity 2.014, Melfi insertion of sample into box module, there's an execution note, and in step 2 of the execution note, it says retrieve from Melfi, and there's two Ziploc bags labeled in that execution note, one with a purple label and one with a black label to retrieve. Copy your thumbs up. Thanks, Anil. And we have a couple more points if you're ready to continue copying. So we can see you are on to the blood smear. Thank you. Would we... Could you please put a little bit less blood on those smears, words from the PI, please? And if it helps, there is a reference video in step 2.9. It might be good just to review the technique for that as you go forward for those next smears with a little bit less blood.
Will do. I'll put less blood on. Do you want me to do two more? The technique in 0G is just, it requires like almost like an imperceptible amount of blood to get to the level that's in the video, which I reviewed.
Yeah, don't worry. It is really complicated in 0G. I can only imagine. You're doing a great job. But if you could continue and do those two final smears to make the four in total, we'd really appreciate that. Copy your thumbs up. Thanks, Anil.
Station has on space ground 2 for Jessica and Nemo.
Head on 2.
Good morning, Jessica. As a note, we see the view of Nemo or the area where you're going to install Nemo. We do need to see the assembly, so if you want to go ahead and point the camera to wherever you're going to be doing that, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Do you have a suggested location for that? I hadn't quite opened the procedure. I mean, I reviewed it this morning, but do you, yeah. Give me your big picture idea for that.
So this hardware is a little bulky. There are a lot of fasteners, so I would assume the deck might be the best place, but we're going to let you guys tell us once you get the hardware out. And it's no rush on that. I just wanted to let you know that we needed a camera adjustment.
Okay, yeah, I did bring everything to the lab. It's just that area in the lab. Like, there's a Norse tank there. There's a lot of stuff, so it's a pretty crowded area. But I will see how it shapes out, and yes, I will make sure that you guys have a view.
Copy all. Thanks.
Station Munich on 2 for Anil and Immunity SA.
Go ahead, 2.
Thanks. We just wanted to let you know that we don't have video coverage right now, but just before the video did stop, we saw that you had retrieved one of those Ziploc bags from Melfi, thank you, and we didn't see a second one. So we just wanted to say that if you do have, if you do want any words on where to retrieve that second Ziploc bag from Melfi, then please do let us know.
I've got two Ziploc bags, reaction tube, and with a black label around a 28, and a reaction tube with a purple label around the 28. I could put the barcodes in the crew note if that helps, and I'm at step 2.15 right now.
Thanks very much, Anil. That is perfect, and there's no need to put the barcodes in the crew notes. Thank you very much.
Station Hunt Spawn Space Ground 2 for Jessica and Nemo.
Hey, yeah, I was just about to call you. I'm looking at figure 3, and the figure 3 doesn't really match what it's labeled. I was looking at the order for the screws, and it says red latches on the bottom. If I have the red latches on the bottom, then the photo is oriented 180 from figure 3.
And we copy, Jessica. The screws need to go in from the inside of the apparatus, if that makes sense.
Okay, copy. Then that would explain the 180.
Copy. Let us know if you need any more help. Station Hunt Spawn, Space Ground 2 for Jessica. No response required. Just a heads up that it's step 4.5. Once you're done with the screws on the back plate, you can start screwing those in from the outside on the sides. Copy, thumbs up.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Anil, just to say that we copy your thumbs up and everything is looking good. Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Nemo.
Go ahead on 2.
For the mending plates, that 4.7, it says ensure the bevel edge lines up with the inside bevel edge. We can see on the mending plate that one side is more tapered. It comes to a thinner apex on the side, and so I'm assuming that's what it means for the beveled edge, and I think what it's saying is that that more tapered edge should be toward the inside. However, there's no diagram of that in the in the, there's no picture of the actual mending plate in the diagram. It says ensure that the beveled edge lines up with the inside bevel edge, but the other pieces of structure around it are not beveled. So just double checking we're interpreting that correctly.
Can we copy? And I was actually asking these questions right before you called down. So the beveled edge should actually line up on the outside with the outside edge?
Okay, so the more tapered edge should be facing the outside. So that step when it says inside bevel edge is, I guess, not correct then.
My apologies, Jessica. The angled one should be on the inside and the softer edge on the outside.
See, that's what, okay, that's what we were interpreting, the angled edge, the more tapered edge on the inside. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Nemo. We'd like to verify that you torqued the fasteners on the mending plate.
Station Munich on 2 for Anil.
Here on 2.
Hi, Anil. So we've got good camera views. We have been following along with you as you're performing those steps. And we can see in 1.7.7 that the reaction tube there was not fully deflated. So for this tube, we would like you to perform step 1.7 in its entirety again, please, to make sure that that vacuumization is good. And we copy your thumbs up. Thank you. And Anil, we can see that in the camera, and we are checking.
Munich station on 2. I'm not sure if you can see that in the camera, but it seems to reach the same end state with the same 1.7.
Yeah, we can see that, Anil. We copy, and we are checking.
And just for extra troubleshooting feedback, I'm getting really good suction in the 20cc syringe. I can feel the suction. It takes a lot of back pressure to get there. I've got a good lure lock seal, full rotation on it. And finally, the part that I'm squishing right now does feel spongy. At Munich Station on 2, while you're checking, I'm just going to try another one to see if I get a different feel from it.
Thanks, Anil, for those descriptions. And we've had feedback from the PI that the technique is looking really good. Very happy for you to go on to try that on another tube, but then we would like you to go back to this initial tube and to redo 1.7 once more, please.
Munich station on 2, I think it worked. I'll wait for you to confirm that, but the only thing I really changed was to get another 20 milliliter syringe.
And Anil, that sounds like a good plan to us, if that's working better. Just to let you know that we don't have video views on you right now, but completely trust your judgment on that. Glad to hear it's going better.
Copy that. Let me know, and I'll keep an eye out for video and show it to you, but I'm pretty confident it's working.
Copy that. Thank you. Please do continue.
Station Hunt, on Mr. Ground 2 for Jessica and Nemo. Jessica, since we're out KU, just wanted to verify that you did remove the Kapton tape from the vent closeout panels on the locker prior to installing the structure.
Confirmed, that was the first step.
We copied. Just wanted to make sure we didn't get too far and install that sensitive microscope and then have to make you pull it all out again. So thanks for bearing with us.
Sure thing.
Houston Station Jacks on the Deuce for foam stowage.
We would love to talk about foam stowage.
Me too. Let's talk about foam, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Okay, so there's a bunch of foam that's ending up out on this Nemo install. So I'm going to create a 4.0 and temp stow it in Cygnus for future stuffing activities. There's also some foam on Node 2, Deck 2, that's been there for a while. I know Soph has asked about it in stowage conferences and stuff, and we're waiting on an answer. whether we can trash that foam or not. So I'm hoping that you guys have that answer, and I can put that foam in this trash foam CTP as well.
I would love to give you that answer right now, but I won't have an ISO for a few hours. So if we can wait on the Node 2 Deck 2 foam answer until then, that'll be the first thing I ask them when they walk in the door.
Great. We're happy to wait. And sounds great. Thank you.
Station Munich on 2 for Anil. Just to say that we are looking at those camera views. They're back, and everything we can see is looking great.
Hey, Katanil, that's good to hear. There's like a sweet spot on the lure lock that allows it to provide vacuum at that level. I didn't notice that on the ground, and you just have to fish around for it. I'm not sure what the delta is, but it works. Just giving, passing that along.
That's really good to hear. Thank you for the extra words on that. There's certainly a learning curve to be had on our side as well, so that's really useful. Thanks, Anil. Station Munich on 2 for Anil. Thank you for showing us that, and we are happy for you to keep going. Copy your thumbs up. Station Munich on 2 for Anil. Hi, so we are looking at the video, and we can see that you've used an additional multi-fly adapter. Just to let you know that in the kit there are 16 of those, which means that in the kit there are no spares. But it's no problem in that we have some spares in the 2.0 CTB. That is a Node 2 forward end cone. I think you've already been in there. So when you do need those additional ones, you can get them from there. Just a heads up.
Copy, saw them there. I'll get them. Thanks.
Thank you.
Station Hunt on Station Ground 2 for Jessica and Jack and Nemo. While you have that the avionics box away from the back of the locker, we did miss something in the procedure. We do need a 2-inch Kapton tape seal around the lid of the box, around the edges. We thought you might be able to do that with it installed in the back, but since you already have it pulled away from the back of the locker, this might be a good time to go ahead and get that solved. It was a miss in the procedure for us. We apologize. But it just will help us with an air seal.
Do you mean the seeds on, if you're facing the rack, the left and the right side, those 10 screws that we did?
Apologies, Jessica. So the avionics box, which is the box you're trying to install into the locker now, the lid, and the lid is what the panel that would be facing you once you had it installed.
So all sides of the lid, or which sides of the lid?
Affirm all sides. We want to get a good air seal.
Okay, copy. All right, copy. We'll put that in work. We're having a lot of difficulty, though, getting this avionics box down. You know, we keep trying. We think we have it lined up exactly right, and we just can't get the screws, thumb screws in. We're applying pressure like the procedure says, but I don't know if it's just because the thumb screws are so short, and, you know, if you're off a little bit, they're not going in, but they feel like they start going, and then they're just not going in. We've tried assisting with a screwdriver as well, but we'll take any other tips on that if you have any.
Copy, and we'll work on getting you words while you get that Kapton tape on.
Station Munich on 2 for Anil.
With you on 2.
Hi again. Just to say, we can see you're giving those quite a good mix, pressing on those tubes, and actually it's perfectly fine if it's not completely mixed at this point, because there will be a pre-centrifuge session in your next session, as it were, and so we prefer to have it not perfectly mixed rather than having too much stress put on those tubes. So if there's any doubt, absolutely fine if it's not perfectly mixed.
Copy that. I was trying to limit it to about 2 squeezes, which seemed to achieve the end. And usually when I would squeeze it, I would try to squeeze towards the clear side to push it towards the blood side.
Thanks for that description. And having spoken to the PA part of the tube that doesn't contain the blood, so if squeezing on that part doesn't get the mixing, then that's fine, but not on the blood part, please.
Copy that. Hopefully I was clear. I am not squeezing on the blood part, and I have not been squeezing on it.
That's great news. Thanks for the clarification.
Station in Huntsville on Safety Ground 2 for Jack and Jessica and Nemo, and words for getting those screws engaged. Go ahead. Couple of tips here. As you get that lined in the bracket, if you can use your hands on both sides to make sure that it is seated evenly, that should help the thumb screws line up. And we think why it's not engaging are the gaskets at the back. So if Jack can press maybe at the top where the thumb screws are, like more where those squares were that had the orange gaskets, that might allow you to get those thumb screws engaged. And it is a push and turn for the screws themselves.
Okay, copy all. Yeah, that's exactly what we were doing, but we will keep trying. This is station 02.
Go ahead on 2.
Somo Joy, we were able to get one side, but we still can't get the other one. We are both pressing with all of our might and trying to kind of move it in all directions to see if we can get it to line up. And we can feel the right side, Bravo 8, we can feel that like start to engage, but we just can't get a second thread in.
We copy, standby 1. Jessica, when it's not engaging, is it spinning or just you can't get it to lock into the next thread?
Well, you can, I mean, I think we're lined up. We've got all our cues to see that we're lined up, and you can start feeling one of the threads engaged, but then it just can't get close enough to get the others engaged, and then it just free spins again.
Copy. And Jessica and Jack, our only other suggestion at this point is you are go to use your feet, if that might give you a little bit more leverage, if you can hold onto a handrail and push that way.
We are doing that. We are pushing as hard as we can, using as much leverage as we can, but it's just still quite difficult.
Station Munich on 2 for Neil.
Ready on 2, Rose.
And just to give a few words on the next steps, if you don't mind, we'd like to move over to Space to Ground 3 to clear up this loop.
Sounds great. I'll be on 3.
See you there shortly.
Huntsville Station on 2.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one idea we have, we think this probably would have been easier to install if we had installed it before we installed the main structure. So we're wondering if we should just remove it and try to do it before installing it into the rack.
Checking. And Jessica, we are good with that.
Yes, and now welcome to for Helmet Light.
Good morning, Sophie. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to report that I just finished the Helmet Light install, and there were quite a bit of discrepancies and differences in terms of the serum numbers that I expected based on the stowage notes and the things that I could see. So it took me a little bit of time just to be thorough and sure I did not miss anything or read the wrong number, but you'll see all the details in the crew notes where I even detailed the part numbers so that ground teams have everything they need to be sure that I also reported the right number they wanted. Please give a careful look at this because it was different from what I had expected from the stowage notes.
Okay, that's a great heads up. Thank you. We will definitely take a careful look.
Thank you. Station on 2.
Where are we on 2, Jessica?
So we've got it out. We're trying a few different techniques. We can consistently get Bravo 7 in, but it doesn't seem to line up perfectly enough to get Bravo 8 in. We can see that now on Bravo 8, we basically needed to kind of push it kind of rack down, like it wasn't perfectly aligned, and we can see that we've done like a little bit of, like there's kind of some scuff marks on the structure side, but on the hole side, you can see that we're consistently trying to put it in too high. It just doesn't seem to be lining up.
We copy. Stand by one. Jessica Huntsville's back with you on two. Do you think if you push down on the other side that it might help align with the hole better on the right side?
Yeah, I mean, we've really tried every permutation of where we push and loosening. We get the left one in, and then we loosen a little bit so that we can, you know, move a little bit. But we'll just keep trying.
We appreciate it, and maybe Houston will let this count as your A-red for the day.
Москва МКС, ВСГ-2, по сепарации.
Я ВСГ-2.
Михаил, выполнил я включение системы, ожидаю выхода на дистилляцию без замечаний по проверке СПП, также без замечаний, 40-240 на промывка и цикл дистилляции установлены. Я.
Андрей, спасибо.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie at your convenience.
Houston, station with you on 2.
Yeah, we were looking at your crew notes, and you listed two different barcodes and serial numbers for a EHIP light lock left. I assume one of those should be a right light lock. Could you just clarify that for us?
That's very correct. Sorry, the last one is the right one. Let me correct right now the crew notes so that there is no mistake in this. Sorry about that.
All good. I was just proving that we were paying attention to the details in your crew note as requested.
Oh, yes, of course. It was a test of the ground team's attention.
Exactly.
No, I don't. My bad.
Station Huntsville on Station Ground 2 for Jessica, Jack, and Nemo.
Good.
Jessica, we have another thing we need you to try. If you don't mind, to move to Space to Ground 4, I'll give it to you there.
Copy. Houston, Sophie on 2 for Velasquez.
Houston's on 2.
Probe is serial number 1022.
And that's exactly what we wanted. You passed the test.
Yay! I passed the test this morning. Thanks, Brendan. <Wendy. laughs>
Только сейчас.
Station Houston, for your awareness, RSA 2 is now being moved into Space to Ground 2 and will be there for approximately 30 minutes.
Houston from Sophie on 2. Houston from Sophie on 2.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Let's verify our task complete.
Copy. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 is now back to nominal.
Houston, Station Jacks on the deuce for go. Step 2.1, Brian Phelps, can go.
Step 2.1, safing is in place. You're going to proceed.
Go to proceed. Thank you, sir.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Nemo at your convenience.
Houston, Station Jacks on the deuce. Brine filter changeout. The UPA filtering valve is in process. Serial number of the new brine filter is 20.
Houston copies all. Good config.
Houston, Station on 2 for PALS.
We're with you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, yeah, we were meant to fall down earlier. We were hoping to use the airlock for the PAO event today just to be a little bit more streamlined than using the lab, if that works for you guys.
We are good with the airlock, Jessica.
All right, copy. We'll plan on that then. Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for T-Mini. Sorry about that. Munich Station on 2 for T-Mini.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, Rose. I just knocked. I heard you say you were going to reschedule it. It was a super easy thing, so I just completed it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were thinking to reschedule it to tomorrow, but really appreciate your proactiveness and glad to hear it was nice and easy to complete. Thanks, Anil.
Let's go station on 2 for Auxilium.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for Auxilium. First off, you are go in that first step, the activity. But before we jump directly into it, we would like to get the identifiers for a GFCI that was used during Jack's centrifuge install. Would you be able to get that for us?
Yeah, sure. When I float over there, I'll read it to you. I just had one question first. Sono calls out a quarter-inch L-wrench. I thought I remembered using a really teeny-tiny L-wrench for this previously. Do I really need the quarter-inch?
Okay, we're checking. And Jessica, if you have a preference to use those smaller tools, you can use those, and we do have a location for you if you would like it.
Not sure I understand what you're saying about smaller tools. I'm still working on the Stone Note, so maybe it will become clear. Maybe they're somewhere else. And the GFCI is 1087.
We copy. And Jessica, Huntsville's back with you on 2, just for a quick clarification. We do have alternate tools that may be easier for you to use in this activity. Those can be found in the IVA drawer 2 if you are interested in using them.
I think we used a little bit of a torque driver or something, but I'm not actually sure what tools you're referring to right now, so if you could specify which tools in the toolbox, that would be great. Thanks.
And Jessica, that is the quarter-inch drive ratchet and a 2.5-millimeter hex head.
Cell station, Jack, on the 2-4-LC question.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
I gathered some 5-inch bungees this morning as part of my Stone Note, and I don't remember them telling me to put them inside LSG or what I was supposed to do with them, so just curious what the intent is with those.
Jack, yep, those were supposed to go into the LSG work volume to replace broken ones that did break last week.
Okay, thanks.
So we'll leave you on 3 or 4 for Auxilia Month.
We are going to have you on 3 where we have your PD, Shankini, ready to work with you.
Hey, copy. I'll get the headset on and get on 3.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie for Relax Pro.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Inoculation Bag Assist.
Jack, so again, 2.
Hey, Jack, we do need you to go ahead and grab the items needed to assist Jessica and LSG. I do have those items for you. It'll be 2 items from 2 different locations. I can read those up to you, or if you have them, ready to trust you.
All right, I will take them right now.
All right, first thing is going to be at Merlin 3. We need you to grab any of the thaw bags in there. And then at Melfi 1, Doer 1, grab the inoculation bag, serial number Bravo. I'm going to hand those to Jessica in the LSG work volume.
All right, a thaw bag from Merlin 3 and serial number Bravo from Merlin, or sorry, from Melfi 1, Doer 1, and then where is that Doer 1?
That's going to be in Trey Bravo, Section 3-4.
Doer 1, Trey Bravo, Section 3-4. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and assist.
Well, Jack's on 2.
Jack, I got about a minute, but you are going to be needed pretty shortly as we head into an LOS. The next items you're going to be grabbing are in Merlin 3. It should just be any saw bag in there and a bio ink bag, serial number Delta.
All right, a saw bag and Delta, and that will happen in a few minutes during the LOS. Thanks.
Perfect read back. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie for Relax Pro. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Merlin time.
So Jack's on 2.
Jack, we're going to need you to go and grab the auxilium cartridge and the ice brick in Merlin 3, same place you grabbed all the other items from.
Okay, auxilium cartridge and an ice brick from Merlin 3.
Great readback. And just as a reminder, make sure to wipe down both with the Fenny cloth before you insert them into LSG.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie for Relax Pro.
So Jack's on 2 for a storage location for the iceberg Jessica just gave me.
And we're with you on 2. We're checking for location.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris at your convenience. Hello, Sophie. Munich is with you on 2.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and icebergs.
Still Jackson 2.
Hey, apologies for the delay. Yeah, those ice bridges can just go right back into the Merlin.
Okay, back into Merlin. And also, you're welcome aboard LabCam 2 for Mambo here in a minute.
Copy that, and we'll take a look. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jack and Field of View. No response required. Field of View looks good. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and LSG.
Head on 2.
We've got about 10 seconds to a handover, so let's pick up on the other side. Jessica, Huntsville's back with you on 2 for LSG. We just want to make sure that the support kit that was used today that had the syringe and gauze is saved. Were you able to keep that?
If I'm there, still in the LSG.
Copy that, Jessica. That's a good spot. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Talk to you soon. This will be Channel 2.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm just double-checking. Is LSG going to be stowed?
That's a firm. Once we get the deactivation completed, it will be stowed.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Station Jackson 2 for voice and scene check.
Hey, Jack, we're with you on 2 for scene and voice. We heard you, Jack, but it was really quiet, so we're checking with PAO and see what they think. Sound is good, Jack, but we'll take a 10 count. Full 10 count. All right, that was a good voice check, and we've also got good scene. The timeline has changed for us a bit. We're going to do voice checks with you and Jessica and the client at 09:30. But we're going to release you until 09:39, where you'll come back and be ready for an event start at 09:44. The event will still end at 09:50, though.
Great. You need at least one of us back at 9:30 for a voice, and then we're off until 9:39, and then we're with you for 10 or 15 minutes after that.
Good copy. Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2. Just to reiterate what we talked about earlier, so we'll do the scripted voice checks with the client here at 09:30 here in a minute or so, release you until 09:39, and then the client is planning to start at 09:44 but could start earlier. So we'll just have you hang around in the airlock for about 5 minutes in that window.
All right, we copy comm checks momentarily and then release until 09:39 with the flex between 09:39 and the end of the window.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
We are ready.
CNN, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is Brad Williamson with CNN. How do you hear me?
Hi, Brad. We have you loud and clear up here on the International Space Station.
Thank you. Interview time is approximately 15 minutes away.
Okay, we copy. 15 minutes. Thanks.
Air audio for CNN.
Charged with arson, as in jail without bail. Also happening now.
But many of these Republicans have argued this is simply about the fact that Congress should have a say, that this is an important branch of government, that they should have a say in this escalating conflict, and that they believe that the White House at this point has gone too far. We should note just one more time, it was 4 Republicans joining Democrats on this vote today in the House.
Well, very, very significant indeed. All right, Lauren Fox up on Capitol Hill. Thank you. And coming up, Houston, this is Wolf Blitzer. We'll speak to astronauts live from the International Space Station about their current mission in space. All right, great. Excellent. Jessica Meir, can you hear me? It's Wolf.
Got you loud and clear, Wolf. How do you hear us?
I hear you fine. And David Chalian, our Washington Bureau Chief and good friend of yours and mine, says hi.
Awesome. Well, please give my best to David as well. We're very excited to be talking to you and all at CNN today.
We're excited to talk to you. And Jack, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Jack, can you hear
me? How's your day going?
My day is going better than yours. You're upside down.
Yes. No upside down in space. It's just part of the adventure.
And when you're upside down like that, you don't get dizzy?
No, because we don't have the same vector of gravity down like you guys do. We don't actually. It doesn't feel any different whether you're in the same in the position that Jessica's in or the position I'm in. It all feels the same.
All right. Well, I may ask you that question. You can explain it to our viewers. We're going to probably be worried about you. All right, we're coming to you in a minute.
Great.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
2 minutes and 30 seconds out.
Control room. We're 2.5 minutes in break, 2.5 minutes until live.
One minute left in break.
Hang by for live.
Happening now. SpaceX is getting ready to launch Starship for a critical test flight. Depending on the weather, that launch will happen later today. The most powerful rocket ever made is set to take NASA astronauts to the moon as part of the Artemis 4 mission. SpaceX had to scrap their test flight last week because of engine issues. And as NASA ramps up its preparations to send humans back to the moon, astronauts continue their critical work on the International Space Station, currently orbiting the Earth at some 17,000 miles per hour. Let me repeat that, 17,000 miles per hour. And joining us now live from the International Space Station, NASA astronauts Jessica Meir and Jack Hathaway. Jessica, Jack, to both of you, thanks very much for all the courageous work and important work you're doing. The NASA astronaut Chris Williams and two cosmonauts are wrapping up their 241-day mission on the ISS, the International Space Station, this Sunday heading back to Earth. Tell us a little bit about them and what these past days have been like with them.
Well, hello, Wolf. We're so happy to be speaking with you today on behalf of everybody up here on the International Space Station. As you just alluded to, it's a very exciting time up here right now. Just about a week ago, we had a new crew arrive on a Soyuz rocket and spacecraft. Our colleague Anil Menon, along with Pyotr Dubrov and Anna Kikina from Roscosmos, joined us. And as you just mentioned, Chris Williams and Sergei Kuzmerchkov and Sergei Makayev will be getting ready to leave in a few days on Sunday. So we're in this transition period where we have a few extra crews. Normally we have 7 people on board. Right now we have 10 for that handover period. And on Sunday, Chris and Sergei will depart, and it'll be just 7 again. We are busy up here doing lots of different kinds of experiments. We can talk about a few of those if you like. And then we're also getting ready to do another series of spacewalks. We have 3 spacewalks planned for August.
All right. We'll be watching and fascinated by all that you're doing. Jack, you seem to be upside down up there, but you're not getting dizzy, right?
Thanks, Wolf. It depends on how you look at it. I'm not really upside down because up here on the space station, there really isn't an up or down. Because we experience microgravity, because we're orbiting the Earth as fast as you mentioned, we're falling at the same speed that gravity's pulling us down. So functionally, we don't really feel the force of it all, and we can float around. So regardless of what orientation you're in, whether you're in Jessica's upright position or you're upside down like I am, you feel the same. And that's actually one of the great pieces of the International Space Station. Because we have microgravity up here, we can do the type of science that's just not possible to do on Earth. And that's one of the critical missions of the space station and our role up here.
And for those of us who haven't been to space, Jack, take us a little bit inside what a normal day on the International Space Station looks like.
A normal day up here is about 12 hours long. We start at 7:30 in the morning and end at 7:30 in the evening most days of the week. But for our team on the ground, it's 24/7. They're manning the control room and developing the experiments and doing all the back work that needs to be done around the clock. So they can support us the 12 hours a day that we're working. So we work about 12 hours a day during the week, and that's split 50-50 between maintaining the station, doing the normal maintenance. You know, there's no electrician, dedicated plumber, or anything like that up here. It's just the 7, or for this week, the 10 of us up here. So we do all the maintenance on the station to keep it running. Humans have been up here for over 25 years, so There's a lot of maintenance that needs to be done, so we take care of that. And then with the balance of our time, we do science experiments that people from around the world and around the country have sent up to see how all that works.
Jessica, you were part of that first all-female spacewalk with fellow astronaut Christina Cook, who later went on to be the first woman on a moon mission. Is a moon mission maybe next for you?
You'll have to ask my boss, Wolf. That would be wonderful news, but I'm not sure what is in store for the future. I think the exciting thing about the Artemis program right now is that we have many more missions planned. So there's a good chance that you could see a lot of the familiar NASA astronaut faces on those future missions. But I can say on behalf of all of us, just being part of it, knowing that there are colleagues, our friends, knowing that we'll play a role in some part, whether it's on the ground supporting, whether it's talking to them from the space station like we got to during the Artemis 2 flight. Of course, I would love to be a part of those missions. We'll see how it all plays out in the future.
I recently had a chance to meet with some of those Artemis 2 astronauts, four of them, when they were at a Washington Nationals baseball game. It was very exciting to meet them, and I hope you guys will meet with me at a Washington Nationals game as well. Jessica Meir, Jack Hathaway, good luck. Stay safe. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Wolf. It's been a pleasure Bye-bye. Speaking with you.
And any moment now, the White House is expecting...
Station, this is Houston ACR. That concludes the event. Thank you.
Thank you to all participants. Station, we are now resuming operational communication. Station Houston on Spaceground 2 for any available crew member.
Houston, Station Jack's on 2. Jessica's available, but she asked me to do it anyway.
Yeah, copy that. We saw the interaction. Hey, a few things for you. The first thing is that Anil in his midday mail put a note for us to add hybrid graphics to SSEs 14, 16, and 7. We're going to do that around 15, 17, but you'll need to go hands off of those SSEs while we perform that.
Okay, that should not be a problem.
All right, good deal. The second item and last item I have for you is that the NO2 Deck 2 foam that we discussed earlier in the day is no-go for trashing. ISO is going to incorporate the where to put that foam into the Cygnus cargo ops tomorrow.
Awesome. That sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a good plan, Houston. Anything else you need us for?
Didn't mean to leave you hanging there. Yeah, nothing else for you.
Awesome. No worries. Thanks for all the info.
Station, this is Huntsville for Sophie on Space Ground 2. No response required. This is your 5-minute notice for the upcoming hand pass with a rise time of 17:06. Please start record on the video setup when you're ready.
Huntsville from Sophie on 2. Thank you very much for the reminder. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Sophie.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris for ESA EPO Paxi.
Chris on 2 for Paxi.
Hey Chris, I actually have two things for you. The first thing is that while we were scheduling the EPO Paxi activity into your timeline, the stow notes didn't seem to transfer, so I have a stowage location for you for the Paxi and where you can find it if you're ready to copy.
Okay, I think I know where it is. I think Sophie pointed out where she last placed it, but I'll take that location.
All right, so you should find Paxi in Columbus 1, starboard and cone overhead forward. And it should be in a 0.5 CTV.
Copy, Columbus starboard overhead forward in a half CTV.
That is a good feedback. And actually, we would like some support in troubleshooting AstroPi if you have a few minutes to help us out with that.
I do. And do you have the CTB number for that half CTB?
So it's in the 0.5 CTB, and in ESA items 2, the serial number is 5494.
Copy 0.5 ESA items 2, 5494. I think I know exactly where it is, but that's good info just in case. And yes, I'm happy to help with AstroPi.
Awesome. So we were actually having some issues connecting to AstroPi on ground. We already did a reboot earlier, but we still aren't able to connect to it. So we'd like you to check the AstroPi VIS, which is located in Co-1 Alpha 2 Alpha 3. And if you can check the Ethernet LAN cable for us and verify that they're connected to the AstroPi unit, and then I'll follow up with other steps.
Copy, yeah. Give me a couple minutes, and then I'll fly down and I'll check out the AstroPi VIS and check the Ethernet connection and let you guys know what I see. Yeah, give me 5 minutes and I'll be down there to get that in work.
Awesome. Thanks for your support, Chris.
Absolutely, have to.
Munich, Chris on 2 for AstroPi.
And Munich is with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm looking at AstroPi VIS, and I see the Ethernet. So I see a solid orange light on it and no other lights, but it does look to be connected. On AstroPi IR, I do not see any Ethernet lights, and the screen is turned off. On that one, the screen on AstroPi VIS shows kind of like a rainbow of colors.
Copy, Chris, and stand by. We're quickly checking on the ground. Station, Munich, on Space to Ground 2 for Chris for AstroPi.
Munich, Chris is back with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for giving us some time to scratch our heads on the ground. So with that configuration of the LEDs, we will probably need a reboot to swap the SD cards that are in there. So I can walk you through the steps of that. The first thing which you'll have to do is to unplug the USB-C charger cable from the AstroPi DC in slot. And that is on
yep,
the AstroPi.
I can do that right now. Yep, A-Firm, I am unplugging POP01, the USB-C DC in from AstroPi VIS.
Awesome. And now we actually have to swap. The
AstroPi VIS is powered off.
Great. And now we'll have to swap the micro SD cards. So you'll be swapping the micro SD card slot and also the USB micro SD card reader.
Okay, yeah, I'll pull out the, I'm going to pull out the micro SD reader with the micro SD card in it from port 1, and is the idea to put that into a different port then?
The micro SD card just needs to be removed and placed in the USB micro SD.
Okay, I don't think I'm following. So on AstroPi, I see in port 1 a micro SD, a USB micro SD reader with a micro SD card in it. Is there another micro SD slot that I'm looking for? That's the only micro SD I see on it.
Chris, there should be a slot opposite to the USB card reader.
Yeah, I guess I'm confused. So there is a USB card reader with a micro SD card in it plugged into port 1. Am I supposed to be finding another micro SD or anything like that? I mean, the card is in the slot on the USB reader already.
And, Chris, you are just swapping both of those.
Like swapping between AstroPi IR and AstroPi VIS, or sorry, I guess I'm not sure, not clear on what I'm swapping to where.
So you have two SD cards that are plugged into the AstroPi VIS. They're on opposite sides of each other. So you are swapping both of those.
Okay, I got you. Sorry, I'm taking the internal micro SD card out of the AstroPi VIS and swapping that with the one in the USB card reader. Okay, that makes sense. Yep.
That is a good read back, Chris. We got there.
Yeah, swap the micro SD cards on AstroPi VIS.
Awesome.
13 is now in the USB and 12 is now in the integrated slot.
And that sounds like the correct configuration. So now we can go ahead and replug that same USB-C charger cable into AstroPi.
Okay, AstroPi has been plugged back in, and I have a rainbow light pattern on the screen right now.
Okay, perfect. So now there's just going to be a self-test, which will just take approximately 40 seconds, and then once the LEDs stabilize, we'll just need you to report the LED status.
Okay, copy. The screen just went blank, but I see good indications on the network for it.
And Chris, Munich is back with you on too, so it seems like we got the connection, so we really appreciate your troubleshooting tonight.
Of course, no worries. Happy to help, and yeah, I'll get a nice little video recorded for Paxi now. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for your support.
Houston, Station 1-2 for air receivers.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm online. I've been waiting for several minutes. It just keeps saying someone in the meeting should let you in soon, so just wanted to make sure that I have the correct link.
We're checking.
Houston, station on 2, welcome aboard the Node 1 cameras to the airlock.
Coming on board. Airlock Houston on Space to Ground 2, just a friendly reminder to not wear watches while handling suits.
Houston, station on 2 for airlock, ready for 24.2.
We will put it in work, thanks.
Houston, airlock on 2, confirming that you want us to do step 20.
Sorry, Anil, what step were you referencing? We only heard a 2, and we didn't hear the second number.
27.
And that's affirmative. We would like you to execute step 27.
Good work, thanks.
Airlock Houston on Space Ground 2, you can just give me a thumbs up if you copy, but our verification of the HD EMU camera is complete, so you're going step 32. Copy, thumbs up.
Huntsville Station on 2 for NEMA photos.
That's with you on 2.
I just wanted to give you the SSC. Those NEMA photos are on SSC 6.
Copy, SSC 6. Thank you so much, Jessica. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. We're looking forward to getting the rest of that microscope put together. I even made up a song today called We're Building a Microscope. So maybe we'll record that one for you when we finally have the ability to finish it.
That sounds like a great idea. We're going to try to get it done tomorrow, so maybe y'all can plan to record it during DPC. We'd love to hear it.
Right, cool. I'll practice all night long. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow then. Thank you.
Copy that.
Node 60177. Node 6 4 3 4 3 0. Transceive.